Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts, okay?
No, we are not. But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
It's true. And please do remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. You can text us at that number as well. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to connect with the rest of the Forever 35 community, you can do so on Facebook at facebook.com/group/Forever35podcast. We have a Twitter, Forever 35 pod, Instagram at Forever 35 podcast. There is a subreddit at reddit.com/r/Forever35. And you can always visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. We are also doing office hours again for the month, You can sign up via a link in the show notes or on our website. And please do sign up only through the link.
And that is where, if you have questions about producing or making a podcast, we will answer them to the best of our ability.
We will.
So, Dori, you have a very important update that you want to share.
Well, you know, I've been meaning to mention this for a while, and I think I've like alluded to it, but I haven't actually come out and definitively said it, but I think I truly like officially cured my folliculitis and my hairline zits that had been a real problem for me for quite some time.
Yeah, you had zits that were along your scalp, is that correct?
I had zits like on my scalp, and then I had a ton of zits like on my hairline, and they were like, a lot of them were like the deep painful ones. And it was really frustrating. And I did some reading.
Okay.
And it was basically like, it's bacteria, like building up. And I was like, oh, all of this coincided when I started trying to quote unquote train my hair to not have to be washed as often. And I was taking fewer showers, and I was washing. And even sometimes when I was showering, I wasn't washing my hair because I wanted to be one of those cool people who only wash their hair like once a week. And I was doing that for a while.
And when you were doing it, did you feel cool?
I felt so cool.
Just as you said, one of those cool people.
Well, I just feel like this is like the line that we keep hearing. Like, it's bad to wash your hair every day.
Yeah.
It makes your hair, makes your scalp produce more oil. It actually makes your hair greasier. You should train your hair to only have to be washed once or twice a week. Like, just on and on and on. And I definitely like took that to heart. I was like, okay, well, I had always been someone who showered every day, showered every morning, and washed my hair every morning. That was just what I did, especially because I, you know, when I worked in an office. And then when I started working from home, and then especially when the pandemic started, I was like, well, you know what? This is a good time to kind of try not having to wash my hair all the time. And like, I would work out and not wash my hair. Mm-hmm. And then when I really started digging into this issue, I was like, I think this is partly because I'm not clean. Like, I think the bacteria is like building up on my head. So I started, I'm not washing it every day, but I'm always showering after I work out now. Like, no matter what, I'm showering after I work out, and I'm showering. I would say I'm washing my hair at least every other day, sometimes every day. And I think I've just come to the conclusion that like, this is not a one size fits all situation. Like, maybe it's quote unquote bad for me to wash my hair every day, but it was really bad for my scalp and my hairline to not wash it frequently.
What have you noticed, like, in washing your hair every day? Did the hairline zits are they all eliminated? And then also my second question is, what are you doing? Like, are you doing the Briogeo scalp treatment? Are you just doing shampoo and conditioner? What are your steps?
So I started with the Briogeo scalp revival stuff, which is charcoal and coconut oil micro exfoliating shampoo. And like, this stuff is pretty intense, but it promises to calm irritation, itchiness, flakes, and dry scalp. So that was like what I started with, the shampoo and the conditioner. And I was doing that 1 to 2 times a week.
This is a big fave of yours.
Yes. I don't think this is something that you want to use every day. Like, I think that would probably be overdoing it. I alternated between the Scalp Revival and their Blossom and Bloom line, which is made to volumize fine, thin hair. So I was using the Blossom and Bloom, which is much gentler and not meant to like exfoliate. I was using that probably, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week. And I started just like gradually noticing that the zits, the folliculitis on my scalp was clearing up, and that I wasn't getting the same zits on my hairline that I had been.
Wow.
And also, washing my face versus just using micellar water. Mm-hmm. I think that also has helped with the hairline zits. So and basically,
I'm sorry, I have so many questions. When you wash your face, are you using a flannel?
I'm not using a flannel. Okay. I'm splashing.
So it's not even like the scrubbing action. It's really just like the removal of this kind of like buildup every day.
I think so. And, you know, I've always had sensitive skin, and I like, you know, I've had eczema, and obviously I'm not a doctor. My unprofessional opinion is that this was just like too much for my skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
To like let that bacteria fester. Like Uncle Fester.
Great Adams Family or Munster shout out. I can't remember.
Family.
Thank you. Adams Family.
I just wanted to share that because, again, like I said, I think a lot of these like recommendations are often not one size fits all. And like, sometimes we just have to go with what's right for ourselves and our bodies.
Yeah, I think that is fantastic advice. And I appreciate you raising it in regard to hair care.
Thank you.
Because I do think about it often in terms of like skincare recommendations, where it's like, if I do this, will this happen? And it's like, all our skin is all so different. You're right. There's no one size fits all for any of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
What wisdom you've attained, Dory.
Oh, you're like, why, thank
you.
The
Yoda of this podcast.
But you know what? I'm also kind of like proud of myself for figuring this out on my own.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, Kate, you had some revelations this week.
Okay. I just I just wanted to raise like the kind of cultural conversation that's occurring on TikTok between, essentially it's between Generation Z and millennials. And I feel like the generation, what are we, Gen Xers are just kind of like, okay, y'all fight this out. I don't care.
I know. It's pretty funny.
It's funny. It's like, but there's this kind of cultural conversation going on, generational conversation going on about side parts and middle parts and jeans. And basically these young generation Zers. These generation Zers have declared that side parts and skinny jeans are not cool. And the millennials of TikTok are pissed off and defensive. And I am kind of just fascinated watching this because we're old enough now I'm at 41, like, to have seen, to see trends really circle back.
Yes.
And so it's like hilarious to watch these like TikTok teens in what I think is horrendous fashion. I mean, they're like mimicking our fashion from the 90s, which was atrocious. But then also it's really funny watching people get defensive about it. And I just think it's so like the conversation is really interesting. Like, I agree. I think skinny jeans are trash. Like, I don't want to wear skinny jeans, but I'm also like not convinced the like trimmed baggy boot cut jeans these young people are wearing look any better. Like, I don't understand the pants of today, Dory.
Well, I think the other thing to keep in mind is that when you're the age of the Gen Zers,
excuse me, which it's is like Zers, Zers, like geezers, but Zers, I've decided.
Don't they call themselves Zoomers?
I truly have no idea. I should probably learn.
You know, when you're like a teenager or in your early 20s, like, first of all, a lot of the people who have time to make these TikToks have time on their hands and have time to like think about this stuff. And secondly, like, you're like willing to take different fashion risks as a teenager and as a young adult. I also think, I was thinking about this too, like, I think a lot of these Gen Z people's parents are like our age. So, you know, remember when like we were teenagers and we would look at pictures of our parents in their like 70s clothes and we thought it was so cool and we wanted to like bring back the 70s fashions?
Yes, of course. I had my mom's bell bottoms.
Right. I think that's also what's going on here.
Well, it's funny. My kids have always just kind of worn like leggings as their pants for the past 10 years. And then recently they were like, we want big pants. Leggings aren't cool anymore. And I was like, what? Like, this all kind of coincided. They wanted, quote, yeah, like big, they said big pants. And I was like, do you mean like JNCO jeans? Like, what are we talking about here? But the trends have circled back. And so,
yes,
it's just funny kind of watching this all go down. And also like the side part versus middle part thing. Like, when we were kids, middle parts were so not cool. It was like humiliating if you had one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of this like having to retrain your brain on what the trend is and what looks good. Also, like, middle parts are not for everybody. Like, I also don't care as much anymore, which is such a relief. I think my general kind of point is that I feel a bit of relief in that I don't care if middle parts are cool and side parts aren't cool and I wear a side part now. I feel like I've finally been released or have released myself from the concern of this.
And
that feels good. And then, you know, also like watching all these TikTok teens, like, one thing that kind of makes me chuckle is like, one day they're going to be my age, hopefully, you know, and they're going to be watching, they're going to be watching kids do this. Like, we all, if we're lucky, age and like, we're not teens forever. And so it's just kind of fascinating to watch them in this moment, knowing like, well, you know, one day you're going to sleep with a heating pad because it feels good on your bones.
Totally.
See you there. Charli yep. D'Amelio. Anyway, if you have thoughts on the trends, today's trends, are you wearing, the one thing I don't want is for low rise jeans to come back, because nothing was more atrocious and more uncomfortable than low rise jeans.
I saw a mom wearing like low rise kind of flared jeans the other day. And I was like, oh, I guess this is happening.
No, I refuse.
I won't do it. I don't think no. I can't wear those jeans. I will right. say I did try to do a middle part, mm-hmm. but I have like a widow's peak / cowlick kind of right in the middle of my forehead.
Me too.
So now I have like a slightly off center part, which I feel like is like, it's like super cool, right? It's like the coolest part to have. Yeah, it's like what all the Gen Zers are doing.
It's what all those Gen Zers have.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. All right.
You're cool. Well, you I'm are really cool. cool.
I'm so cool. Okay. Let's take a break.
All right. BRB.
And we'll be right back. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, we are back with a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Jory. My name is Christina, and I am a Protestant Christian minister here in North Carolina on the other coast, and I was just listening to the Aldi episode, and I had to call in. I am on my way between my two favorite pandemic pursuits, walking on the beach, even when it's cold, and going to Aldi and another store, Lidl. Maybe it's Lidl or Lidl. Anyway, it's a similar to Aldi store. They have slightly different products, and I love to go to both with my double masks on and doing all the distancing. But it's helped me in one of my, what I'm calling my dumb pandemic projects. I, like everybody else, was kind of, you know, just thrown into chaos at the beginning of the pandemic and figuring out how to do my job, how to leave church when you can't be in person, and teaching teenagers on Zoom, and all of those things. And so cooking has really been kind of the only thing that stayed normal. And so I decided to start what I call a dumb project. I decided I had both of Chrissy Teigen's cookbooks, and I decided that in the pandemic, I was going to cook every recipe in both of her cookbooks. So I have something like 25 recipes from the end, and there's only maybe one dud. It's fantastic, and it's kind of helped me get out of my head and into my body, and caused me to do all sorts of have all sorts of delicious pursuits, even when I smoke up my house. And most of the ingredients are found at Aldi or Lidl. So here is to making our way through with some projects. And if we can't control the behavior of other people, if we can't control the pandemic, at least I can control whether or not I finish this and I'm able to make my homemade crab rangoons and homemade corn dogs and miso flavored cod and all sorts of other things. So thank y'all so much. Love the pod, and I feel like y'all have gotten me and others through this pandemic. P.S. Check out the candles at Aldi. They are legit. All right. Bye.
I love a pandemic project.
I love a candle.
I mean,
I love a minister. A minister.
Totally.
I don't think we've had a minister call in. We've had some rabbis.
Yeah.
So welcome to the ministers.
Thank you. This is such a great voicemail. I mean, I love hearing about people's pandemic projects. So if you want to share them with us, we're all ears.
I do too. And I also need to dig more into those Cravings cookbooks, because I have both of them. I've made that delicious miso cod. It's very good.
Mm,
Chrissy Teigen's recipes all seem like I only ever hear raves about them. It's just sometimes I don't have the energy because I know my kids probably won't eat most of them. So I'd love to hear people's faves from the old Teigs.
The old Teigs.
That's what best friends of me and all of Chrissy's best friends color Teagues. Did you know that?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I love her cookbooks. Thanks for this rec. I love your project.
Yeah, this is great.
We received a sweet little listener observed simple pleasure. They wrote, "Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm out walking my dog and came across a simple pleasure. When I stepped out, it was dark and gray. I just looked up and I saw the sky is blue now and I can smell blooming flowers."
Oh,
what a lovely observation. I love that feeling the sky changes. Nice.
Yeah.
Good one.
Thank you. Thank you, listener. All right. On a totally different note, this is an email. "Hi, Kate and Dory. I've had this question off and on for years. How do you apply conditioner only on your ends when you have short and or layered hair? When I had long hair in my 20s and 30s, I didn't have this problem, but there's no way I can do that with my hair now." I have had short and or layered hair. I mean, I think for one thing, you use very little conditioner. Or at least that's how I navigated it. I would use like a dime size bit of conditioner, and you can kind of rub it between your hands and then just sort of like gently apply it to the ends of your hair.
So I have kind of a radical take. When I've had short hair, and I've had really short hair, and you know, chin length, ear length, all of it, I don't use conditioner.
I've done that too, and I think it depends on your hair texture.
That's true. I also wonder, like, could you do a squirt of a leave-in conditioner spray out of the shower and just on your whole head, but knowing that you're not, it's not as what's the word I'm looking for? Condensed. It's not as, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's another kind of way to condition that part of your hair. I don't know. But you're right, Dory. I think you're really right. I have very fine, thin hair, so it's not, doesn't always need to be conditioned.
Yeah. All right. This is an email that spoke to me. "Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm sorry to send this email, but I feel like I've hit a wall. I just want someone to see me and I don't know who else to talk to." And this person wrote, "Rant. I am so tired of social media. I'm tired of seeing people party, have gorgeous celebrations, look so put together. I'm annoyed that I can't get information such as some news, parenting advice, or knowledge of a local event without running into people's profiles showing their elaborate birthdays, baby showers, and various other celebrations. I've tried staying off social media for various numbers of days, but I don't know how else to get some of the info. These accounts seldom put their Insta tiles of info on their websites. The reason I'm channeling these feelings of jealousy and resentment is because I've been pregnant for 8 months, working full-time, graduating with my MBA, turning 30, and trying to be a human, wife, housekeeper, friend, etc., you know. And with COVID, I've not been able to celebrate anything. I can't see family, I can't have a baby shower, no birthday celebration, nothing for graduation, and I just hit a wall. I feel so horrible complaining because I know so many people have it way worse. I have a notepad that I keep next to me when I have these resentful feelings and try to reframe it into something I'm grateful for, but this reframe is not working anymore. I just wish my friends would call me to check in. I'm tired of being the one to FaceTime to connect with them or send them cute cards. I haven't seen anything but the inside of my house for so long now, and I am losing it. I don't know what to do anymore. Sorry for sending this, but I just feel like everything is triggering and I want to hide or run away." Oh, okay, listener. Well,
we see you.
We see you.
I bet other people see you too who are listening. This sounds like a whirlwind of things.
Yeah.
All coming together at a really challenging, stressful point in your life.
Yeah.
And I think you should just know your feelings are valid. And sometimes you can't reframe. They just are what they are. And it is what it is. And what it is right now is a pile of steaming poop.
Yeah, I think that's the most, that's like an important thing to remember about the whole like reframe the narrative saying. It's like sometimes you can't. And sometimes trying to reframe the narrative just like makes you feel worse.
Yeah, or guilty that you can't just right. feel gratitude and all that shit. But like, you only have your own life experience. And while I think it's always so important to acknowledge, you know, our positions of privilege and all the things we have in our own lives, like, it doesn't also negate the fact that your stuff is really hard and is really putting you through it right now.
You know, the other thing that this listener's email made me think about is how we really feel the pain of the pandemic around social rituals. Like,
yeah,
holidays, birthdays, births of children, graduations, like all the things that we would normally be commemorating or, you know, there's a reason why rituals exist. Like they keep the social fabric together, you know? And when we can't do those things, I think it like makes us feel less human.
That's a really beautiful point. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Kate. And you, listener, you happen to have a ton of things that would normally be commemorated and celebrated happening all at once. So of course you feel like shit. Like, I don't see how you wouldn't. Like, this sucks. So I really see you, and I also just want to, you know, I hope you can give yourself some grace here and just let yourself, like, allow yourself to feel upset about this. And I also do hope that you can find some way to celebrate yourself and commemorate these really big milestones in your life.
And just a thought, because this listener expressed frustration that, like, friends aren't really doing the check-in with them, that they're kind of doing all the friend work. Could you maybe assign your partner, I see you are a wife, so assign your spouse with maybe like coordinating some sort of celebration for you. I think it is okay to say, I would really like to be celebrated. We're having a baby. I'm having my birthday. I'm graduating with my MBA. Could you put this together, or could you reach out to my best friend and ask them to do a little something? I think it's okay to ask for those things and to try to assign it to someone.
I think that's a really good point.
Like, put it onto your spouse, who then can coordinate your friends. Not saying you have to do the coordinating and the wrangling of the celebration, but I would make it clear that that is important to you and that you want someone to take it on if you feel comfortable doing that.
That's a great suggestion.
Well, Dory, thank you so much. Thank you.
You know what? You're welcome.
All right. Let's take another break. We'll come back with a couple more questions.
All right. Let's do it.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. the dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Okay, we are back and we have a voicemail.
Hey, Cat and Door. This is Lauren from Miami, longtime listener of the podcast. Just wanted to call in and give my two cents on the whole getting your sink super wet after washing your face debacle, which is definitely a worthy thing to talk about. So for me, I think that the way to work around this is to use it to your advantage. So in the past, I have used, in like past, like teenage life, the same towel every day to wipe my face after washing my face, which if you listen to Caroline Hirons, she'll tell you don't do that. She'll tell you to use a clean flannel, at least like use one in the morning, a clean one in the morning, and you can use the same one at night. And not in the interest of not using the same towel over and over and over again, and I guess like fostering bacterial growth on your face or whatever, makes sense to me. So the way I keep myself accountable to do this is at night when I completely like splash all over my sink and get it all wet, I use that same clean flannel that I just patted my face dry with, and I wipe my sink and I wipe the water away. Now that thing's all wet, I have to put it in the dirty laundry, forcing myself to use a clean flannel the next day. Because otherwise, I think I'd be tempted to keep the dirty one and save myself, you know, the short walk to the dirty clothes. So in a way, it's almost like a blessing in disguise, shall we say? I don't know. Might not be such a bad thing. So, yeah, hope it helps.
First of all, the idea of using a new washcloth every day is like revolutionary to me. I let them linger for weeks.
You do?
Yeah, haven't we? I mean, I don't wash my bras. Of course I let them linger. Like, isn't this my vibe? Isn't my vibe not washing things for way too long?
Oh my gosh.
I use it. I dry it, I use it, I dry it, I use it, I dry it. Maybe at least a week of the same washcloth, if not longer.
Okay.
All right. Whoops-a-doodle. Whoops-a-doodle. So
it happens.
So good tip. I also, the thing is, a lot of people were wondering why we don't just use washcloths, but I actually like washing my face without one. I find it kind of like drying to always be scrubbing with a washcloth. So
I'm with you.
Yeah, so that is why. All right. Well, hot tip. Thank you, Floridian listener.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Last email of the day. Hey, Cat and Door. Several months ago, many people wrote in to give advice to a listener who was questioning her sexual orientation. You and the community were so supportive, so I thought I'd write in with my question that's somewhat in the same sphere. I'm a cis woman in my early 30s, and around 2 years ago, I came out as bi, though I'm still figuring out which label, if any, is right for me. I left my very long-term relationship with a man, and since then have dated mostly women. Lately, in pandemic times, with having a rich romantic life pretty much on pause, I've been looking inward and thinking about my relationship to my own femininity and realizing I have no idea how I want to dress. I'm pretty sure I still like being feminine, but there are certain more feminine clothes that just don't feel right when I put them on anymore, and I'm not sure where that feeling comes from. Meanwhile, a lot of my friends are asking me questions like, are you going to get a gayer haircut? Or, haha, of course you bought Doc Martens, right? They definitely mean well, but it makes me feel over-observed and weird about trying new styles. Basically, I would like to be a little more visibly not straight, but also feel like me. And I have no idea where the internalized homophobia ends and the internalized patriarchy starts when it comes to figuring out what that means and what I actually like. I've started taking selfies when I'm wearing clothes that feel good so I can see if there are any patterns. But beyond that, do you or your listeners have advice for developing a personal aesthetic, especially when dealing with big life and identity shifts? What a fantastic question.
I love this question. My first thought was to look at Rachel Wilkerson Miller's blog, because she was on our show and she talked a lot about how she kind of developed a uniform. And that's been a big part of like what she's written about. And how she like developed her own sense of style. But she also came out in her 30s. And I believe she identifies as bi. She might identify as a lesbian. I'm not sure. But I think she also was kind of wrestling with some of these questions. So checking out her work might be a place to start. But I'd be curious to hear if people have other suggestions.
I think Katie Heaney's book.
Mm-hmm.
Also might be an interesting read.
Yeah.
Because she published a memoir called Would You Rather, a memoir of growing up and coming out. And I think this is something I recall her kind of talking about, at least on her Instagram.
Yes, 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 yes. I remember her talking about it on her Instagram too.
I haven't read her second memoir, so I don't know, but I would definitely check her out. My other thought would be to curate your social, like especially Instagram or pin, or maybe even like start building a Pinterest mood board, but like curate your Instagram with people whose style you like and want to kind of explore, emulate, get inspiration from. I think starting to see more of what appeals to you helps you kind of begin to then find those elements in your own style.
I think that's good advice.
And we would love for anyone to weigh in here.
Yeah, please weigh in.
You know, and I would say your point about the internalized homophobia and the internalized patriarchy, I mean, these are things that are almost impossible to extract from our brains. So I would just be gentle with yourself about this stuff. You know, like it feels almost impossible to separate those things from our own thinking, because it's so ingrained in us from the day we like, you know, exit somebody's uterus. So, go easy on yourself.
Yeah,
and have fun with it. Enjoy the exploration, and you can tell your friends like their comments are not helping and are like kind of offensive.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like, asking, are you going to get a gayer haircut? That seems kind of homophobic to me.
I was just going to say, it does make me feel like your friend, this is like your friends feeling a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm curious for more context there.
This is 100% more about them than it is about you.
100%. I would say like ignore your friends and also like straight up tell them to shut the fuck up. And call them out on these comments personally. No, maybe these friends are great, but like call them out on these comments.
I think that's really good advice.
But anyway, we would love to hear more from other listeners on this. So give us a shout.
Yeah, please do.
Hit us up on the Jeems, right, Dory?
Yeah, hit us up on the Jeems, everyone.
Or the Veeams. The Veeams is the voicemail.
Yeah, or the Teams.
Is that the text message?
Texting?
That's, you know, those TikTok Generation Zers, they are all saying the Teams.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're like, team me.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Well,
on that note,
we are your 40 something friends signing off.
Your cool 40 something friends.
So cool. Cool and middle aged.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.